It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Labor Day marks the beginning of a new era in Pitt's storied athletic history. On Monday night, the Panthers football team hosts the Florida State Seminoles in the first athletic contest of any kind for Pitt since joining the Atlantic Coast Conference. After decades in the much lower profile Big East Conference, what does stepping into the ACC spotlight mean for the University of Pittsburgh, its athletes, and its fans? I'm joined now by phone by Pitt Athletic Director Steve Peterson from his office on the Pitt campus. Steve Peterson, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, Paul, it's nice to be with you and appreciate the chance to visit a little bit about some exciting things happening for our city and for this great university.
Well, last year at this time, the Panthers were opening their season against Youngstown State. Monday night, the opponent is Florida State, which won the Orange Bowl. How would you describe the contrast there?
Well, it's pretty dramatic, although we're going to try to win this game. And it's exciting for us because certainly in terms of the quality of the opponent and the excitement surrounding the opponent, I just don't know if it could get any better than a storied program like Florida State playing a storied program like the University of Pittsburgh. It's about as good as it gets in college football, and I think that's why the ACC tried to put this game together, and we were able to do it because it's certainly a great way for our conference to kick off maybe the most high-profile game of the weekend.
The Panthers were able to win enough games to be eligible to go to a bowl game last year. It only gets tougher in the ACC, especially since Pitt's football team has had a lot of turnover and is now a relatively inexperienced team. How concerned are you about the degree of difficulty now for Pitt to be successful?
Well, I think one of the things that's so important in the ACC is that everybody you play is going to be good in whatever sport you participate in. But what we believe is that at the great university like this, you should be striving to play the very best and to be the very best. And the student-athletes that you're going out and recruiting, they want to challenge themselves against the very best as well. And so from that standpoint, this only gets better. Certainly it gets harder, but all games are hard. There's a lot of good teams out there, certainly a lot of good programs out there. But for us to consistently play against great brand names in the ACC week in and week out, if we can have success there and we can win, and I have tremendous confidence in our coach and his coaching staff and our players, then great things will happen around here. And certainly wins over those kinds of teams even become more significant as they materialize down the road. And in terms of doing the kinds of things we want to do, which is playing for ACC championships and national championships, puts us right in the hunt.
I mentioned that the turnover from last year to this, 10 players have moved on either by their choice or head coach Paul Christ's. Two others are suspended for the season for violating team rules. Is the university taking a harder stance with players?
Well, I think that Coach Christ has established the kind of program that he wants to run. And it's very fair. His approach is consistent and it's fair. But at the same time, not everybody ends up being able to fall quite in line with that. This is I think one thing that I've seen with Coach Christ is that he deals openly and honestly and fairly with the players, and they like him very much. But then he also has standards that he wants to maintain for this university, and they're right in line with what, certainly what I believe, and I think everybody at the university believes. And in some ways, you always feel sorry for young people who find themselves in difficult situations. But, once there gets to be a certain point, you have to say, we're worried about the 105 kids who are here right now who are working every day to do the right things, make the university proud, play hard, practice hard, work hard. That's who we have to focus our efforts on. And what gets lost in some of this is these tremendous young people that we have out here who are doing all the right things and who I think are going to make our fans very proud in the way they perform. I'm excited to see them play, and we're behind them, and I think great days are ahead for these guys.
Some of these players who've been suspended would have helped the team, including Trevon Chapman, who is a talented quarterback who's been dismissed from the Panthers because of an assault case. some of the fans who may be applauding this tough disciplinary stance may also end up being the first to criticize you if the losses pile up. How do you balance trying to keep the team competitive with doing what you feel is the right thing when it comes to disciplinary action?
Well, I've never found that doing the right thing was a wrong decision. You know, and I think one of the things that I think is so important and that we believe at this university is that you do the right things and you try to do them in the right way. Does that mean there might be some bumps along the road? Absolutely there will be. But in the end, you end up in a very good place. I think that, I used to use a quote all the time in the sport of football in recruiting that was actually borrowed from Tom Landry, the legendary coach of the Dallas Cowboys, who said, once you make an exception, the next one's easier to make, and soon you wind up with a whole team of exceptions. And I think what we have is a team full of really terrific young men, and I think that's what people will appreciate the most. And I do feel like if you do the right things and you do them consistently, that ultimately you will have great success, and I have confidence we're going to have great success here, certainly over the course of time.
Will there be more challenges, do you think, playing in a higher-profile conference with more television exposure and travel for just trying to maintain discipline, making sure that the players are hitting the books as well as the tackling dummies?
Well, you know, that's never really been an issue for us here. We had 350 of our 475 student-athletes who earned scholar-athlete designation, which means that they're among the really fine students at this great university. And so certainly in terms of focus on academics and so forth, it's never been at a higher point. And of course, going into a conference where these great institutions exist, we're able to recruit the finest students. They're competing against the finest students. We've always prioritized their education and their personal well-being number one. And really, with all these things, we never see challenges. We see opportunities. And I know that our coaches and our student-athletes are going to take tremendous advantage of the opportunities that are laid ahead of them and the opportunities to be part of such a great conference with such a great history made up of Duke and Virginia and Georgia Tech and North Carolina and, you know, the finest schools in the country. And certainly the University of Pittsburgh in that exact same category.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Pitt Athletic Director Steve Peterson. In the wake of the scandal involving Heisman Trophy-winning Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel for allegedly accepting money for signing autographs, the issue of paying college athletes at least some form of a stipend has come up again. Does Pitt support the concept of stipends for athletes?
We have always supported the concept of a reasonable stipend for student athletes. We don't believe in paying players. We don't think that that would be appropriate. We don't think that's necessary. But we've always been on the side of giving them a little bit of reasonable kind of spending money. The problem for a student athlete, for instance, is that they are on scholarship, which means their school and room and board are paid. But, you know, there's really no opportunity, given the time commitments they have, to ever work or have a job or earn any extra money. And so we're not talking about large sums of money. What's been what's been suggested through the NCAA is that they get an additional $2,000 a year kind of in monthly installments or something that would end up being just a little bit of extra spending money if they, you know, want to go to the movie or a concert or out to eat or some of those kinds of things that are pretty reasonable, I think. It actually used to exist under the NCAA rules. Years ago, there used to be kind of laundry and extra expense money, and that went away. And that's for players that played 50 years ago. They used to have some laundry money, and now that doesn't exist. So we're just trying to find some way to make sure they have a reasonable lifestyle while they're here, nothing extravagant, but something that lets them live like a lot of other people.
Is $2,000, if that's the amount, is that enough to dissuade somebody from, like a Johnny Manziel, for example, from the temptation, you know, and again, there's no evidence that he definitely accepted money for signing autographs. But if that proposal is put in front of an athlete, come into this room, sign 1,000 autographs, and we'll pay you X amount of dollars or whatever it is, would this stipend be enough to dissuade an athlete from giving in to that type of temptation?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I certainly can't speak to any specific situations or things that might have happened because I just don't have enough knowledge of any of those to discuss, you know, reasonably what anybody was thinking in any situation. What I would say is that if student athletes have a reasonable kind of a stipend and so forth, it just makes things function a little bit better for them. And I think there's a lot of education that goes into kind of the idea of doing the right things anyway. But if you're doing the right things and then they just have a little bit of relief, certainly just makes their life a little bit better. And when your life's a little bit better, you probably make better decisions.
And the NCAA's Division I Board of Directors recently discussed issuing $2,000 stipends for athletes. Where does that stand right now?
Well, it's been in discussion phases, and that's been some of the frustration a little bit, I think, on the part of a lot of us, is that we can't seem to find a way to do it. And I think a lot of people are generally very interested in finding a way to do this, and I can't tell you quite why we haven't been able to come to some conclusion. There are people that are working on it, and why we can't kind of close this out, I'm not sure, but I think there are a lot of people now committed to trying to get this done more quickly, and hopefully that through the NCAA structure we'll be able to do that.
Some people are asking the question, and I'm sure you've heard this, Steve. They're saying, why isn't the NCAA willing to let players use their own name and likeness for commercial gain? That surely the NCAA is making enough money off of these athletes. Why shouldn't they be able to profit from it as well?
Well, you know, I think the one thing that we don't want to lose sight of is that these are student athletes. Their first purpose here, first and foremost, is to get a great education at a great university. And hopefully, we don't get caught up so much in the money part of this that we lose sight of why they're here. And so I think in terms of having these discussions, I think, you know, our student athletes understand that they understand they're here and they're part of getting an education and doing the right things. And whatever we do going forward, we don't want to turn this into a business transaction. We want to keep this as a scholarship. We want to keep this as working towards excellence in their school and continued growth in their personal life. And so I think there's a reasonable way to approach this. I think the things we're talking about, like the stipend, certainly would address that and probably create a lot of goodwill on the part of a lot of people if we did that.
We're talking with Pitt Athletic Director Steve Peterson. One last question for you before we let you go. How does Pitt's move to the ACC benefit the student athletes? We've heard a lot about what it means for the football players, for the basketball players. But what about the sports that are not as widely followed as football and basketball? Sports like cross country, soccer, baseball, softball, et cetera. What does this move mean for those athletes and those sports?
The Atlantic Coast Conference is simply the best combination of outstanding educational institutions and the very best in collegiate athletics. And that's why we're so excited to be a part of this. From Boston to Miami, the finest institutions in the country coming together to compete in every sport. At the last Olympic Games, there were 135 ACC student athletes that represented the United States. That tells you that in whatever sport you're competing in, you have a chance to compete against the very best in whatever sport that is, and you have a chance to win a conference championship, a national championship, a world championship, and maybe an Olympic gold medal if you come to a school in the Atlantic Coast Conference with the high expectations that you have to compete at the very highest levels. And really for student athletes, it's the world at their fingertips when they come to a great university like the University of Pittsburgh with the chance to compete in the ACC. And that's really appealing to everybody, and why our recruiting is going so well, why fans are I'm going to be in droves at Heinz Field on Monday night, and why the future is so bright for not only this great university, but this athletic program as well.
University of Pittsburgh Athletic Director Steve Peterson joining us by phone from the Pitt campus. Steve, thanks for being on Essential Pittsburgh, and good luck to the Panthers against Florida State on Monday night.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Up next, our focus on technology looks at how the Thrill Mill is creating collaborative opportunities for entrepreneurs. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.